Project schedule and milestones. The development of the schedule starts with a project or portfolio scope and work breakdown. From that point, major milestones can be identified. These milestones are typically defined prior to the schedule creation of subroutines or subprocesses. They are then listed in the master schedule for the project, which also lists independent schedules and interdependencies of all associated subroutines or subprocesses. Other important activities should be included in the project as well, such as regular meetings, working sessions, planned evaluations of project alignment with current business requirements, planned communication and outreach efforts to stakeholders, and other tasks such as risk evaluation and mitigation activities. A plan for managing the schedule itself may be included. The planned regular meetings should include internal working group meetings and meetings between the program team, the steering committee, and stakeholders throughout the business. Note that setting the master schedule, project milestones, and subroutine/subprocess schedules is not something that can be accurately completed in a single pass. Initial estimates for milestone and delivery dates are set, but then may be adjusted depending on the scheduling for subprocesses if the initially stated milestone dates are not feasible. During the project, milestones are treated like gateways. All stakeholders engaged in the execution of the work for a particular milestone must agree that all requirements for it have been met before moving on to the next stage. If timelines or resource requirements must be updated, approval must be obtained. Additional details regarding scheduled deliveries and new milestones may also be incorporated as the scheduling process unfolds.